Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining us. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio. I am your host, Jim Masters. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today. It is noon Eastern here at CUTV News Radio, and it is Monday, January 16th, 2017, and we do appreciate you making us a part of your day, and we do get a lot of wonderful feedback from our audience who tells us that not only do they enjoy our broadcasts, but they learn so much, and they connect with all of our amazing guest experts who join us on each and every broadcast every day. So we thank you for that, and we do thank you for always making us a part of your day. We are continuing our series with somebody who really is making quite a mark, not only in his own life, but also in really encouraging so many people to enhance and enrich their own lives through the work that they do. You know, we're all prone to stress. If I was able to see everybody listening and I asked everybody to raise their hand, you know, who's prone to stress, I think every hand in our audience would go up rather quickly. Probably both hands would go up. It's really how we respond to our stress that determines how effective we can be as leaders. That's right. How we respond is essential because there's always consequences to our actions and to our words. According to executive coach Stefan Matthias, we have to really acknowledge that our colleagues, bosses, and subordinates are people too. Sometimes we put them in labels, we put them in boxes, and we forget that they're human, that they have feelings, they have thoughts, just like we do, and they have things going on in their own lives, good, bad, and indifferent. So there must be a sense of humor and lightness in the work environment in order for work to be accomplished efficiently and of high quality. Stefan is the founder of Matthias International, an executive coaching practice that offers leadership coaching for senior executives and teams in global organizations. They're dedicated to helping global organizations really achieve greater results by improving the effectiveness of their executives and their senior leadership teams. Stefan says most of his clients are senior executives with global responsibilities. Sometimes people are very strong decision makers, but the new generation of employees require a different leadership style. There needs to be emotional leadership competence and lightness. Stefan works with executives and their senior management teams to maximize performance in the areas of leadership, executive presence, influencing, global leadership, alignment, communication, and conflict management. He's also an accomplished trainer and executive coach working with Fortune 500 clients in senior management and executive positions for over 20 years, both in the United States and in Germany. I also think that they could probably use Stefan in Washington, D.C. immediately. Let's welcome back to CUTV News Radio, Stefan Matthias. It's a real honor and a pleasure to have him here. Stefan, thank you so much. I know it's a very busy day for you, but thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us once again and continue the conversation on CUTV News Radio.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for the great introduction, and I look forward to talking to you now.
Now, let's talk, if we can, a little bit about the work that you do. How do you define what an executive coach is and what an executive coach does if somebody isn't familiar with the importance and the benefits of dealing with an executive coach?
So the main thing what we do as executive coaches is really to provide some kind of a consulting service, which we call executive coaching, and which differs from consulting, that we really accompany people to increase their leadership performance, to develop their own personal and professional development, actually. And we are there to help them. And I think coaching becomes more and more popular. So people really like the idea of getting support, because some people, especially top executives, are sometimes very lonely and they don't get the honest and sincere feedback from their people anymore. And therefore, it's good to have a counterpart, like a sparring partner, to get some feedback and also some input that they normally don't get.
Absolutely right, because they're so busy with the task at hand and trying to clear out the inbox and just get the work done that sometimes
right.
These things do go by sort of the wayside. So how do you and does your company work with them? When they are in need of an executive coach, have they reached a certain point where they're like, okay, I really need help here, I really need the guidance and advice of a skilled professional such as yourself? Or is it sometimes they don't even recognize when they really could use the services of a professional executive coach?
So I think both is true, and large organizations, especially those global organizations, they have their own coaching pools. So they have a pool of coaches, external coaches that they work together, and the executives know that there is a possibility to get a coach. So they can ask for coaching if they need the help. And in some reason and some situations, it's also a possibility that board members say, okay, this is my direct report, he needs to step into that role, I would like him to get coaching. So sometimes it's also a corporate request for some individuals that they get ongoing coaching.
Right, exactly. Sometimes it maybe is the corporation, the management, senior executives who say, okay, we need to have this happen. You know, I find it really, really interesting, the work that you do. It's interesting because, you know, obviously you're originally from Germany and you came to America and with your wife and have made a home for yourself here. It's interesting because when you coach Americans, I guess you can bring a unique perspective. You almost could be more objective about what you're observing because maybe you don't take certain cultural aspects for granted like we might on a regular basis. Do you find that to be the case? Is there sort of an advantage because you can be unbiased, you can be sort of neutral, you can be the observer?
Yes, absolutely. And especially as a coach, people like the external perspective. So keep people in organizations, in corporations, they would like to get an external view. And when I coach Americans, it's probably like a doubled external view, because I'm not only an external coach coming from outside of the corporation, it's also an external view by someone who is not really or not yet probably as immersed into the culture as they are, as Americans are. So I think it is a good idea to get a different perspective from someone who is not yet who doesn't have the same cultural background. It's true what you're saying.
Exactly right, yeah. So it gives you an enhanced perspective. What first inspired you to want to get into this type of work, Stefan? Were there own things, you know, in your own life that maybe you noticed or other people noticed within you that sort of directed you and pointed you in the direction of wanting to empower and enlighten and encourage others in the way that you do so well?
It's very interesting. I started very early reading books about self-improvement, self-development. And then I started as a trainer for public speaking. So I trained thousands of people in public speaking. And I noticed it's not only about technique. It's about psychology. It's about what I believe about myself. And I think, so if you work with people, it's not only, okay, what kind of gestures you make, what kind of sentences you use, but it's very much about the mindset. And also my coaching is addressing very much what mindset are people in and what they can change about their own mindset and how this affects their people they are working with and even their performances, their results. So that's what we come in to accompany senior executives in a way that they can improve. And that's a great thing because at the end of a session, you like to see your coaching client move out of the room with a smile on his or her face and be happy.
Absolutely. Can you give us some examples of some of the work? Maybe an example where you worked with an individual or you worked with a team or company where they were in a particular situation or they were having certain issues and you were able to come in and sort of work through it with them, maybe some a success story or two of the actual application and success of the work that you do?
Yes, of course. So, for example, I worked with one executive, senior executive, and his senior leadership team, and we had a program that we called Fit for Growth. So it was for about profitable growth in the organization. It was a $5 billion organization. And so it was one department that I was working with, one senior executive, and we did some alignment work with the team. And also, we looked at the things in organizations that were not so light. We looked for lightness in organizations to make processes and procedures faster, have more dynamic in the organization. And therefore, fit for growth is only possible when there's not so much heaviness in the organization. So, and we went through the organization, through the building, and looked. So I went through the building with the executive, and we looked at all the things that were really heavy. And so this was a unit in Germany. It was a global unit, but this part was in Germany. And you can imagine, in Germany, there's a lot of heaviness in the buildings. And it's very interesting, what is something that lights up? What is something that is more proving of lightness? And we try to create an environment that enables people to feel and sense more lightness also in the organization, including the conversations with the people. So if the conversations are very heavy, if meeting gets take as long as 4 hours, this is all kind of heaviness. So you want to bring in more lightness within the organization, make lighter meetings, make lighter presentations, make lighter conversations in one-on-one meetings.
And that is so true in life, whether you're in a corporation or just in everyday relationships, when there is humor, when there is quick wit, when there is lightness, people, it sort of reduces the stress, the tension, the competitiveness within. It sort of allows people to feel maybe on an equal playing field and maybe more valued and accepted. And it's a great icebreaker, isn't it? Humor and lightness when mm-hmm. it's introduced to an atmosphere.
Absolutely. And I think it's an add-on. So you have the executive presence, so you have the stability of an organization, you have the vision, the big picture, you have the execution, you have things getting done perfectly. So there is the hard part, but there also needs to be the emotional leadership competence of senior executives, of leaders, especially in the future. And there needs to be also humor. So it's like an add-on. It doesn't say, okay, now it's all about having fun. That's not true. It's just an add-on, and it has a huge impact on the performance and on the communication overall.
Absolutely. Do you ever come across anybody or a company that is resistant at all to adding in the lightness and the humor, almost to where they say, oh, we, you know, that's not our culture, that's not how, you know, we don't introduce humor or lightness, we don't have time for humor or lightness. How do you work with folks who are not used to adding that in or incorporating that in, even though it has such great benefit? They just don't know how to do it, or they have never done it before, so they're not familiar with it, and maybe they have a slight resistance because it's unknown to them. How do you work with folks like that?
So I do a lot of shadow coaching. So I walk with them into meetings, and here I am, the shadow coach, and organizations and teams get used to me. Oh, there's a coach again who is observing us and gives us some feedback. And in this moment, I have the chance to see real-life leadership. So the leadership in reality, in their daily situations. And then I can give direct feedback and say, okay, this was a lot of heaviness, and I think you could have been much faster, much easier in your decision-making process by adding this kind of humor, this kind of lightness, this kind of more easy conversation. And sometimes it's very interesting what kind of words people use. So also in the choice of language, of conversation that they choose, like, oh, this is a very difficult situation, or this is a really heavy challenge for us, or this is something we might not be able to achieve. This is a big burden. So the focus also on of language in their daily conversations can bring additional challenges that they are not able to face.
So it's really a matter of perception and perspective and how we approach things. If we do approach things consistently on a negative approach where everything is awful and this isn't going to work out and oh, we just can't, we won't, we shouldn't, we're not going to, that can really sort of shoot the plane down, as I use as an expression, before it even takes off, right?
Exactly. And, you know, and sometimes, and we do a lot of team offsites and team meetings, and I, on the wall, I put a complaining ranking list. So I said, here's the list, and we add the people within the team, within the session, within the offsite that we do, who is the number one, who is complaining the most often. And it's interesting, just to put this paper on the wall, people look at it and say, okay, I rather not complain. And my idea is really to turn a complaint into a request. And this is just a minor thing, but it has a huge impact. So when people are able to turn a complaint into a request, it can shift the whole conversation within teams, within organizations, and therefore also achieve better results.
That's a positive way. It's a great way to really look at it. These coaching sessions that you offer really give executives a chance to sort of hit that pause button, take a breath, and reflect, because a lot of times those are the times when solutions to issues and problems actually present themselves, when we do take that time to stop, look, listen, and breathe and reflect, right? Those are important times.
Yes, absolutely. And it's like you say, the pause button, I really like them also to slow down. I call it the helicopter perspective, because within the coaching sessions, they have the opportunity to reflect upon their own leadership performance in a different way. And that's why I'm there, to ask questions that challenge them to find new options for their daily situations.
Exactly. Now, you're a coach, so you're naturally a reflective person. It's it's really easy to take for granted that not a lot of people are reflective. I find that myself, too, because I tend to be personality-wise, I'm a reflective person. I like to move forward and drive, you know, forward. But I also like to take moments to reflect on what just happened, to reflect on the why, and to sort of appreciate it. Because when I see this thread, when I see that doing this results in this, and doing this then connects with that, and sort of like a forward movement, a goal-oriented forward movement, it drives you more, and it makes you feel like everything isn't just disheveled and all over the map. So I do like to take moments to reflect and to appreciate it, remember it, absorb it, and honor it. But not everybody is like that, right? Most people sometimes don't even take the time, but it is very valuable for success to reflect.
Yes. And of course, I have my moments too that I don't reflect, and that's the moments when my wife asks me, I thought you were a coach. So then I get those funny questions. And I think also being reflective is the foundation of being an authentic leader. If you don't reflect, you don't know your own strengths, you don't know your own development opportunities, and therefore you have a lot of blind spots possibly. And if you don't reflect, you cannot work on your blind spots and you cannot really move further. You cannot really move ahead. And I think it's really a key component in your career to do a reflection, because you can work on your stuff and move forward.
Exactly. And that really goes across the board for really all aspects of our lives too, not just in the work environment, right? That's something that we can apply to daily life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, for example, the way how you communicate with your children, how you communicate with your neighbor. It's also interesting because it reflects a lot about you.
Exactly. What I like too is, Stefan, is that as a coach, you really have to understand the depth of psychology of people and how important it is. Sometimes people come with a mindset that there is no way forward. So coaching for you is really about giving people the capacity to see more options. And I would imagine that after a session, they sort of have this spark or this ember that turns into a flame, a renewed spirit, new ideas, and they can move on with a different perspective after a session. And the psychological aspect of this is huge, right?
It is, absolutely. And actually, it's the best moment when you see the flame in someone increasing and someone is shining again. And some people come into the coaching session and they are totally frustrated. They are sometimes even depressed. So it requires also a deep psychological understanding and psychological knowledge as a coach, of course, to deal with this. Even though I'm not a therapist, it's a big difference. And I'm not a psychologist myself, but I was trained in certain psychological programs. And I can use those tools to be effective as a coach. And I think it's really critical that you understand as a coach and as a coaching client that you have the chance that there are always options to change a little thing. I call it the 1 centimeter change. So if you do the 1 centimeter change by, for example, eliminating a few words that are not constructive at all, it will have an impact on the conversations that you lead with your people.
Absolutely. You know what I like, too, about the way that you approach things, Stefan, is most of your coaching really is about allowing one's environment to change their behavior and their beliefs, which, like we're talking about in this episode of CUTV News Radio, it really creates a different perspective when you change the location. So you're a big fan of sometimes even coaching executives off-site and in nature, like at the beach or hiking on a mountain or conversations in the woods, because sometimes the problem seems so far away and spirit and energy create something new, and the problems seem to diminish when you're in the environment off-site of nature and things of that nature. I know even myself personally, I crave living not far from the ocean and the coast, and walking along a beach or swimming in the ocean or being here, you know, watching a sunset into the ocean. Those types of basic natural things are so renewing, refreshing, and rebooting that it gives you sort of this stamina to be able to take on the daily tasks of life. So you're a big fan of all of that, doing off-site work as well and tying in nature, huh?
Yes, absolutely. And there were a few incidents that really I thought that doesn't work in corporations. So I did some work. For example, one question was of an executive. He would really like to connect a bit more with what he really wants to do, so where his heart belongs. And we did a session in the corporate building, and it didn't really work. We found out that, you know, he doesn't really connect with his heart because his heart wasn't really in this corporate building. So we did the same session outside, off-site, in nature, and he could connect with his heart far more intensively. And he got to a way that he thought, okay, this is really something I want to do now. And nature provides, nature has all the signals around you and gives you the power and the energy that you really make the decisions that are really authentic and really sincere to yourself. Because there's no distraction, no framework that can even diminish some of your thoughts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a great way to look at it. It's a great perspective, too, and it's the sort of a centering that happens as well. I want to let folks know that to connect with you, they can go to your website, which is proexecutivecoach.com. That's pro, executivecoach.com to learn more about Stefan and his wonderful company. And you're also available, I guess, for speaking engagements and can travel all over, right, if needed?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's fantastic. So we've got really just less than maybe a minute and a half. What do you see as the future for the work that you do, Stefan, and for your company?
I think I myself will focus far more on lightness, lightness in my own work and lightness in the work with the organizations, because I think we, especially nowadays, we need more lightness. There's so much heaviness going around us, going on around us, and in the world, we need some freshness, some energy, and some light, and more humor also in organizations. So that's what I'm focusing on in 2017 and onwards.
I think you really hit it on the head. I think that is exactly what we need in various aspects of our lives. And it's important to keep that out. And you can help find it and bring it out of people, which I think is incredible work. So kudos to you and continued success, Stefan, for everything
Thank
that you've
so
done
much.
Thus far with folks and all of the incredible work that you do. And again, I encourage folks to go to your website. It's a great place to connect, proexecutivecoach.com. Stefan, thank you so much for joining us on CUTV News Radio today. It was a real honor and a pleasure. We hope we get a chance to chat with you some more, maybe delve in a little deeper. But it was a real pleasure today, and hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Thank you so much, Jim. You have a great day. Thanks.
You too. You are very, very welcome. Our very special guest, Stefan Matias International. Thank you for joining us. I am Jim Masters, your host. And for all of us here at CUTV News Radio, we wish you a spectacular day. Bye for now.